You are listening to Koinonia Church, where we are igniting contagious faith in the one God who restores all.
You're in for a treat this morning. We have a special service for you today. We've got a couple of guest speakers that I'm going to get to introduce in just a moment. As Carrie said, that we've been having just an incredible weekend. On Friday night, we met with leaders, and then Saturday morning, we had a prophetic workshop and received some training in the prophetic and what the prophetic is and how God speaks to his people today. And then last night, just had an incredible, incredible meeting last night, just waiting on the Lord and hearing what the Lord has to say for his people. I want you to know this morning, the Lord has a word for you today, that the God that we serve is alive and he's well and he's not mute and he's not silent. He's not far away, but he's close at hand. And his word is close at hand. It's not difficult, actually, to hear the word of the Lord, because he has made it very, very easy for us to hear his word today. And so I just want you to be encouraged and even just stretch out in faith right now, just that you would say, God, I want to hear your voice today. I want to actually receive all that you have for me. I just dare to believe this morning, God, that you are present and you're speaking and that you actually want to talk to me, your sons and your daughters. I want to tell you this morning that the Lord loves you and he has a word of encouragement and strengthening for you today. Jesus said this in John. He says, the Spirit gives, speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. You know, the flesh is all of your doubts. The flesh is all of our weakness. The flesh is all of those things that are actually, the Scripture says that the flesh is contradictory to the Spirit of God, that the very moment the Spirit of God begins to move, our flesh starts to doubt. Our flesh starts to resist. And Jesus says, listen, the Holy Spirit, what he has for us is life. The words, he says, I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. I want you to know this morning that the words of the Lord over you, over this house, over every individual in this place are full of life. And if you came today to be filled, if you came today hungry, if you came today broken, if you came today thirsty, if you came today tired, if you came today confused, the Spirit today is here to bring life. He's here to bring strength. He's here to bring clarity. He's here to bring healing. He's here to bring encouragement, because that's who he is. We serve a God of life, and he loves to pour out life on his kids, and that's what's going to happen this morning. Now, we've called this weekend the Prophetic Summit because it's a time that we have set aside to specifically seek to hear the Lord's voice, and we've invited two pastors that are also prophets. They operate in the gift of the prophetic to be present and to minister to us this weekend. The reason we've done that is because, number one, we're a prophetic church. Koinonia is a house of the prophetic. There are prophetic giftings that operate within the house. We have a prophetic council. There's people that are prophetic. So it's not as if we have to invite people to come in because we can't hear the Lord's voice. I want you to know you can hear the Lord's voice, and the Lord's voice is active here. This is a house of fresh bread. Every weekend, the Lord speaks to us. Every time we get together in small groups, as we begin to minister to one another, the prophetic is released. So the prophetic is present, but we want to grow in it. We believe that the Lord has more for us. And also, there are some very specific things that happen on a weekend like this weekend, and there's some specific reasons we invite people from the outside to come in. One of the reasons we invite people to come from the outside is because they don't know us in the natural, and so it actually requires the Spirit of God to speak to them about what he wants to say to his church. Now, I know some things about you, and so when I prophesy to you, I got a lot of knowledge about this church and about individuals within this church that I'm dealing with. They have a sort of blank slate. And so they as they have prepared and have been praying about what the Lord would say, and even as they minister to people this morning, they don't know the people. It's not like I have sent them names. I haven't given them information. They haven't done any research on it. They're just basically saying, Lord, we know that you love your people and you want to love on your people, and so would you use us as vessels to speak? And as we see that happen, there's such an incredible encouragement that begins to happen inside not only the people that are receiving the word, but also each one that's here. We say, God, you're alive. You speak. You love. you're present. And so this morning what we're going to do is we're going to do a couple things. I'm going to invite them to come up in just a moment. And we've got two special speakers that are here for the weekend. If you haven't been a part so far, you don't know maybe them, but Patrick Keitley is a pastor that is now currently in Texas at Charis Church. They're in Killeen, Texas, close to Austin. He's been there for about 2 years and is a pastor that was a son of pastors and a grandson of pastors and comes from a line of prophets and teachers. He's originally from Oakland, and so you'll probably hear him say something about the 49ers. He doesn't have the revelation on that yet, but that's okay. We know in part, we prophesy in part, so we'll forgive that. And Patrick carries within him an incredible teaching gift, an incredible prophetic mantle. You're going to love his ministry. And Jerusha Tanner is here. She's executive pastor at Living Hope in Beaverton, Oregon. She carries an incredible prophetic gift. I've sat under both of them in both teaching as well as in prophetic sessions, and you're in for a treat today. These people are recognized and respected, they're not just anybody. They're people that have been tested and proven over the decades about the gifting that they have within them, and so when they speak with such humility, with such kindness, and with such grace, but they also speak with great authority, and so as they're speaking today, I think I can encourage you to really just be open to receive. Now, the good news is that New Testament prophecy is always evaluated and judged. And so so we have a prophetic council, we have a pastoral team, and we're going to make sure that what is said is actually accurate. And so it's not as if we're just going to assume that everything that they say is perfect, because we know it's not perfect, because we're human beings and we're not perfect. But I want to tell you, you can have great confidence this morning in these two vessels that are here today to deliver the Word of God. So they're going to come. They're going to encourage you for a little bit. We've got a couple of people that they're going to minister to here on stage that we're going to call up. These are individuals that are moving either into a new season of ministry, being set into ministry, or going through a transition. And so we wanted them to receive ministry in front of everyone else. And then we're just going to open it up and allow them to flow. They might want to call some people out, some groups, or do whatever they want to do. But I want you to be encouraged today. God is alive. He's here. He's going to speak to us. And so let's just raise our sense of expectation and faith. Thank you, God, that you are here and that you are present. Would you please welcome Jerusha Tanner and Patrick Keitley as they come up this morning?
Good morning. It's good to be back in California. Coming from Texas, they call it God's country. I just have a few issues with Texas. One is the Dallas Cowboys. You know, the NFL just made an announcement. They said that next year, for the future going forward, all Super Bowls will be played at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And they're doing that to ensure that no team will ever have home field advantage. Sorry, I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, and the Green Bay fans who lost last night, join us. Come join the dark side. No, but it's fun. I always have fun. My church is full of Dallas Cowboy fans, and so I give them a hard time all the time. And thankfully, the Lord answered our prayers this last week, and they went out in the wild card game. So thank you, Jesus. But it is an honor and a privilege to be here in Koinonia Church. Do you love this house? Come on, give the Lord a hand for this house. Amen. This is a great family. And also, do you love your pastors? Aren't they wonderful? Come on, let's give them a hand. Come on, come on, come on, give them a hand. Come on. Somebody give them a standing ovation. Come on, come on, give them a, come on. A little bit more, a little bit more. Come on, give your pastors a hand. Amen. We just love you. Thank God for you, Pastor Andrew, Pastor Carrie, the Cromwells. And just getting to know you all has just been real fun, real fun. So it's awesome. And by the way, Pastor Andrew, I will be your first subscriber to your podcast. Because that voice, you could just listen to his voice. It's soothing. It's like a radio voice from back in the day. You need to have a podcast. I don't know if you do already, but you need to have a podcast. But here's the game plan. You ready for the game plan? So first of all, how many come to the first service normally? Okay. How many are planning to stay all day? I encourage you to stay all day if you can. not all day, but for the second service too as well. But we're going to have a game plan. So what we're going to do is Pastor Jerusha is going to come and just speak a word over the house. I'm going to do it in the second service, but she's going to speak a word over the house right now as the Lord leads her, and then we're going to move, like Pastor Andrew said, into prophetic ministry. So love you all, and right now let's welcome Pastor Jerusha Tanner.
Good morning, Koinonia. How are you doing this morning? I've got to tell you, I know nothing about football, so I'm not in joy or sadness today. Well, I am in joy because I'm in the house of God with you beautiful people. And we sang praise, and every time we sing praise, I don't know about you, but I want to dance. But then only like two people in the room were dancing, so I was like, do I want to be that person? So next service, if we stay second service, can we all agree we're going to get down to praise because it's such a good song, and our God is worthy of praise. I have actually just a couple thoughts for you this morning, but just as I've been in this atmosphere, I believe that God just wants to say something really specific to your pastors, to you guys. Revelation 3:2 is talking to the church at Sardis, and you are not the church at Sardis, but there's this phrase that John uses, and he says, your works are incomplete. And I just sense that there is an incompleteness in this room. Not that you're bad, not that you're evil, not that you haven't tried hard, but there's an incompleteness. And I believe even this weekend, God is wanting to come into this space, and he's wanting to complete the good work he started in you. And when you use that word complete, something can kind of start to make its way up into our hearts and our minds, and we can get kind of strivey, and we can get kind of strainy. And I just believe that even like in Exodus 13, when the children of Israel are leaving slavery, Moses says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And there is a grace on this house to stand still. I think it was significant that you had the music stop and you had people stand in the stillness. Even right now, there's a walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it, rhythm, cadence, that this church is going to begin to pick up. And it's not like a hard cadence. It's not a hard rhythm. It's an easy one. And there's rest in the room. And there's an invitation of the Spirit to complete some things. And it's not going to be by your might. It's not going to be by your power, but it's going to be by his Spirit. And so we just say to any strain, we say to any religion, we say to anything in the room that's trying to make ourselves right with God, that's trying to accomplish God's work for him, we just say, be at rest. And we say right now, the salvation of the Lord is being released. The completeness of the Lord is being released. There's a weariness coming. There's a weariness that's been here, and there's just a beautiful rest. This is going to be a season of Sabbath rest for this house. But don't worry. Stuff's going to happen. It's just not you doing it. So I am married to a firefighter. He's actually a captain. Yeah, that's right. I'm uber proud. I actually had somebody at my church say to me, why do you always talk about your husband? And I'm like, why wouldn't I always talk about my husband? Like, whatever. But he's amazing. And he is an amazing pastor in our church as a volunteer. But then he is a pastor in our community. And a couple years ago, he was on a call, and they got sent to the call to be backup for our area's police. And there was a gentleman who was getting ready to jump off of a building. And they have a negotiator who basically their job is to talk the person off of the building not to jump. And this guy said, I will not talk to anyone who is connected with the police. I will only talk to a firefighter. So they look at everybody and they're like, okay, who's going in? Everybody took a step back. And my husband just felt something rise up inside of him that said, you were made for this. So they put a little thing in his ear and he went to the top of the building and he just started speaking in tongues. And there he is on the top of the building, this guy getting ready to jump, and he doesn't know what to do. And he just starts speaking in tongues and then being led by the Spirit. The person in his ear is talking to him, saying, do this. He's like, I've already done that. They're like, do this. He's like, I've already done that. Spirit leading him to do exactly what he's supposed to do. This man ends up leaving the top of the building with my husband, going down, getting help. And my husband and I, we talk about it later. And I'm like, well, what was it like? Were you scared? He's like, yeah, I was scared out of my mind, but I had this confidence that actually God had put me in this very job for this very moment, and I knew I was created for this. See, we don't do things on Sunday morning so that you just kind of go through the motions the rest of the week. This isn't supposed to be the pinnacle of your walk with Jesus. Actually, you're supposed to be people who live between Sundays. We're supposed to be empowering you to go into your world and be the people you were created to be. And just in this hour, I believe that God is wanting to unlock and he's wanting to commission messengers into the world. We're not going to get the world reached if we do it from stages. We're going to get the world reached as we enter schools and we enter hospitals and we go to banks and we go to grocery stores and we go to rec centers and we go to shopping malls. That's where the world gets reached. And I believe even here this weekend that God is commissioning in this house messengers who have a message. Now, if I were to go to one of you and give you this envelope and you were to open it and realize there's nothing in it, you would be kind of bummed at me. I love me an envelope. You know what I love even more than an envelope with a card? An envelope with a gift card. Oh, yeah. If you go to my church, I'm the executive pastor. You know what I give a lot of? Envelopes with gift cards. When people see me coming with an envelope, oh, boy, are they excited. Why? Because I am a messenger with a gift card. You know what I think has been happening far too often? We have been going to our world giving empty envelopes. And I think people are like, I don't want that. But isn't the message of the gospel glorious? How can we not have a message? There's this story in 2 Samuel. Absalom, he is the son of King David. He doesn't like how his dad is being king, and so he declares war on his dad, and David's getting older, and so his guys are like, hey, David, you go hang out in the city, and we're going to fight this battle. So they fight the battle against Absalom. A lot of things happen. Absalom's hair gets caught in a tree. He's hanging from a tree, and King David's guy, Joab, he literally throws these spear thing, club things at him. He falls from the tree, and then Joab has his guys kill Absalom. And they got to get the news to David that Absalom has died. And so here's Joab, and he's got his people all around him, and this guy named Ahimaaz. He's the son of Zadok, the priest. He's pedigreed. He's young. He's energetic. He says, hey, Joab, let me run with the message to the king. And Joab looks at him and he says, you are not running with good news today, for the king's son is dead. And Joab looks and there's this no-name, nobody Cushite over here. And he looks at him and he says, you're going to run with the news to the king. So the Cushite, he bows low and he starts running to the king. Ahimaaz, he's eager. He's energetic. And so he says, please, I want to run. And Joab, he gets tired of his persistence. And he says, fine, run. So Ahimeas, he takes off running the easy way. He goes by way of the plain. Our Cushite friend, he actually goes by way of the mountains and the valleys, because Ahimeas took the easy route. He gets there first. He bows to the king and he says, shalom, peace, good news, you're victorious. And King David looks at him and he says, yeah, but what about my son? And Ahimeas says, I don't actually know what happened. I saw a ruckus. I don't know. And King David says to him, stand aside. Here comes the Cushite. He wasn't fast. He wasn't stylish. He wasn't pedigreed. He probably wasn't as young. He gets there slowly, steadily, because he had been traveling mountains and he had been traveling valleys. He'd been letting life take him to the hard spaces. He'd been letting life take him to places that most people don't want to have to go to. And in the climb, up and down, God had been forming a message in the Cushite. And he gets there and he tells King David, may all your enemies be like Absalom. But he's dead. And as I just started the year, the Lord just took me to this passage. And he said, Jerusha, what kind of messenger do you want to be? Ever had something really hard happen? After I miscarried, people in the church came up to me and said, why are you so sad? Everybody miscarries. After my 3-month-old nephew died, people came up to me. There must have been sin. He's in a better place. And you know what I realized? That kind of talk is people who've taken the easy way with God, and I don't trust their message. See, I think what our world is looking for is it's looking for some people who come to church on Sunday and say, God, I love worshiping you. God, I love a word from you more than anything, but this is actually not the point of this. The point of this is you're shaping me and you're forming me, and I'm supposed to run into my world. See, I think God is looking for a church that's climbed some mountains, that's ended up in some valleys, and they're saying, come on, God, I don't want to give my world an empty envelope. I want to give my world the very message of God. And I think if we would have ears to hear and we would have eyes to see, a bunch of followers on Instagram doesn't really mean anything because they're just people from other churches, and I'm not trying to diss that. But you know what I want? I want people who look like my husband, who get in places with people and don't give them cute chat GPT kind of sermons, who don't give people t-shirt cliches and mugs that say cute things, but they get in the dark places with people and they say, can I tell you, I have been there. I have seen that. I have experienced that. And let me tell you, there's a God who gets you out of the mountains. He gets you out of the valleys, and he gets you into the very places you're supposed to be. And so I'm here to tell you, Koinonia, you're not just spectators. You're not just churchgoers. You're not just people who listen to a message. You are messengers, and you have a message, and you were created to run to place after place in this city and this region with that message. The journey wasn't for your demise. The journey wasn't for your destruction. The journey was because God was developing a message in you. This is going to be known as a house, not of sympathy. This is going to be known as a house of empathy. This is going to be known as a house of compassion. This is going to be known as a house of comfort. But beyond all things, this is going to be known as a house of salvation where God works wholeness. So right now, God, we're asking that the messengers would arise. We're asking, God, that this would be a between Sundays kind of church. We're asking those who are weary from the journey, from the running, the people who the mountains have felt too big to, the valleys have felt too low. God, we're asking even right now, we would see the purpose. We would see the movement of God to develop the message. This is not an empty envelope kind of church. Even this weekend, God is filling your envelope. Run with the message of God.
So good. So good. Would you just turn to your neighbor and say, you're a messenger? You're a messenger. TJ and Regina Jennings, Josh and Sarah Cordero, would you guys make your way up here, please? Going to minister to these couples this morning. All right. Look at this good-looking couple. Why don't you give it up for them one more time? It's perfect. Josh and Sarah, they're coming some. There they are. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Amen. Let's just stretch our hands towards this two sets that we have here. Lord God, we just thank you. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for your word today, Lord God, that's just resting upon these ones, Lord Jesus. We thank you that this is a day of victory. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For I declare to the two of you, says Lord, that this is a day of victory. This is a day of fresh hope. This is a day where the Lord is causing even difficult things to become beautiful. And he's changing your fortunes. He's changing your world right now. What the enemy meant for evil, the Lord turns for good. And every single fiery dart, every single attack, every single strategy is coming down, says the Lord. Yeah, the enemy might have tried to come in one way, but he's going to flee before you seven ways. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against it. And today the Lord just comes and he says, I'm clearing the air and I'm changing things. And I'm causing hope to arise within you again. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when desire comes, it is a tree of life. And the Lord says, I'm causing your hopes to arise. Man of God, there is a purity in your heart. I hear that scripture in Matthew 5 that says, blessed are they who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. And you're a man with no guile. You're a man of sincerity. You're a man who made a commitment. You said, God, I'm going all the way with you. Now, you didn't know what you signed up for. If you knew before the things that you all would have to experience, you might have thought twice about it because you just stepped in and said, let's do this. But then all of a sudden, you go through time and circumstance and situation. But God comes and he says, I am the God of restoration. And I'm coming to bring restoration even this day. And it's going to be a time of joy. It's going to be a time of victory as we started off here today. You are one, and both of you are ones that God is raising up in this house as testimonies of his goodness, of his mercy, and of his grace. And if we could just sit down and listen to your story, woo, it is so powerful. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. People are going to need to hear your story. There is a special anointing the Lord has given to you to heal the brokenhearted. Where there's been brokenness, God comes and he says, I'm going to bring wholeness. And God is going to use you to touch people in this next season. So right now, it's like you just kind of feel like in the hallway between where you were and what you're stepping into. And it might feel unsettling, but this is a good place because Jesus is in your boat. And you're on the boat to the other side. He didn't tell you when you got into the boat that there was going to be a storm. But he said, let's go over to the other side. But Jesus is in your boat. And Jesus' posture sometimes is annoying. Because you're experienced fisherman and he has a pillow and he's sleeping in the back of the boat. Jesus, what are you doing? But there's a certain point where these experienced people who've gone through different experiences get into a situation that is beyond anything they've ever seen before, and the only thing they do know to do is to call to Jesus. And they wake him up, and he looks at the disciples and he's like, and then he looks at the storm and he says, okay, it's easier for me to talk to the storm than to the disciples. So he speaks to the storm and says, peace, be still. You're on this journey, and I hear the Lord saying, peace, be still. There's a shalom that's coming to your home. There's a peace that surpasses your understanding, and you're going to the other side. You're moving into a whole new season. On the other side, there are miracles. Woman of God, there is an anointing that's on your life to release miracles. You are a woman of faith. And you believe God in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the giants, in spite of the walls. You're like Joshua and Caleb. You're like, we can do this. But then you go through things and things happen. And it seems like the enemy wants to shake your faith. But your faith is unshakable. Your faith is unshakable. And so even this time of restoration, God says, I'm causing your faith to be released in a whole nother level. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord comes to you today and says, I'm going to restore. I'm wiping away the tears, and I'm removing even, you know, he gives us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. There's an oil of joy that's being released. There's an anointing that's being released even in mourning and in grief. And the Lord says, watch and see what I'm going to do. For every loss, I'm going to give you double, says the Lord. I'm giving you double for your trouble. And by the time this is over, you're going to say, thank God for the struggle. It didn't make sense. We can't understand it. It hurt. It was painful. But God brought something beautiful out of something difficult.
I think that you are a couple of a great reversal. And I feel like there's even a reversal about to happen for you even today in a good way. All through scripture, there is the motif of God, instead of picking the likely son or the likely person, he picks the younger son, which in that day, you don't do that. And I believe that there is an unlikeliness on you as a couple, and God wants to do a switcheroo. He's switching the hands, and he would even come to you today and he would say that you are the couple of his right hand. You are the couple of blessing. I smell the dew of heaven on you. I actually am even thinking of the story of the prodigal son, and there's not a stitch of prodigal in either of you. You can tell you're as pure and true as they come. Like, you're the kind of people I would want to have my back, because I think I could trust you with my bank account numbers and my children. And there's nothing that I could give you that's more valuable than that. So this isn't that you're prodigals, but I actually see, just like when the prodigal son returned home, the father, he was looking, watching for the prodigal son's return, and he ran to them. He was watching for you to come even today. And he is running towards you with inheritance. He's running towards you with promise. There's blessing, and there's financial provision, and there's resources dripping off of you. There is an abundance that God wants to bring to this whole house, and you're the first fruits of that abundance. And the abundance isn't so that you can have bigger houses and bigger cars. I mean, like, that's never sad. You know, who's going to turn that down? Not me. But I saw up here that there is some mission that this church is supposed to be involved in. And those are just short-term mission trips. But I think that God has called this church to far more. I think there's churches that are going to get planted out of this place. I believe that there's orphanages and there's, there's education. And God wants to send resourcing. And so I just believe that even today, God is doing a reversal in your life that's going to be a sign for the rest of the church. And even though Esau wanted the blessing, he didn't get the blessing. You're Jacob, and you're going to get the blessing. And I believe God actually wants to bless your children. There's a mighty nation that's going to come out of you. Your kids are going to walk with Jesus. I actually just sense there's like a Susanna Wesley kind of grace on you as a couple, and you're going to raise not just your kids, but you're actually going to raise the next generation. You're going to be part of actually helping the next generation in this house walk with God. And I believe that there's even young revivalists here in the room. There's some John and Charles Wesleys. There's some Robert Evans in the house. There's something God actually wants to do in this place by way of young people and prayer. Whoa, Pastor Tyler. You're not just going to do services. There's a prayer movement of young people. God, we're asking that you would release and provoke hunger in the next generation for your presence, that we wouldn't just do cute services, but there would be a release of the prophetic in the next generation, God. We're asking right now, God, that there would be an unlocking even in the spirit, the things that have kept the next generation locked down. Unlock it and release it in the mighty name of Jesus. But there is... It's interesting. There's an age you hit where, like, young people no longer think you're cool and hip. I had this 14-year-old girl at church the other day tell me that she's like, "You're so relevant." And I was like, that is the best compliment I've ever been given. There is a relevancy that's going to drop on you as a couple that has nothing to do with how you look or how you act, but it's going to be the Spirit of God in you. I think there's a writing curriculum. There's a training piece to you that God's going to unlock, and it's actually for the next generation. And so I bless you, and I say, let the reversal happen. Let the resourcing come, God, so that you can fund your great cause in the earth through this couple, but through this entire church, we pray, Jesus.
Amen. I just want to add that you have servants' hearts, and you have the DNA of the house. And I see you multiplying yourselves, not just in teaching people how to serve and what to do, but in DNA. And so you're going to impart that into people. Let's stretch our hands towards this couple right now. Lord God, we just thank you for your word over their life. Like Mary, we say, let there be a performance of that which was spoken. We thank you that they're stepping into a season of great clarity. Whoo! In their lives, in their purpose, in this time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Seal it in your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Whoo! Here's a power team right here. Woman of God, there's a word of counsel that's in your mouth. There's a Deborah-like wisdom that God has given you. And when you speak, people listen. It's one thing to understand the times and the seasons, but it also is like the Issacharian concept where you also knew what Israel ought to do. There's a word of knowledge, but there's also a word of wisdom. And he knows, your husband knows, because sometimes you have that eye and you just tell him, no. We're not doing that. And he's like, yes, babe. But I'll tell you something. There is a wisdom that God has given to you. When I saw the two of you, I was like, these people are in a season where your roots are going down deeper than ever before. Because you're going to bear great fruit in this season. I see this is a time of planting and of rooting, says the Lord. And more, man of God, there's a word that's in your mouth. You can't help yourself. You're a fire starter. You're an arsonist in the Holy Spirit. And everywhere you go, you have a word. You light up rooms. You light up atmospheres. You just walk into Starbucks, and by the time you're done, everybody knows who you are. They hear you. They can just hear you. But they want to be your friend. And there's this magnetism. There's this attraction. There's this favor that God has given you that is so powerful. And it's like you're just going to lead people into the kingdom one after the other, after the other, after the other. And you're going to spread the knowledge of Jesus Christ everywhere you go. There's a breaker anointing on the two of you. One of us can put 1,000 to flight, but two of us, 10,000. Grab hands, because there's something powerful in your unity. She's got the wisdom, you got the fire, and God's going to do so many mighty things through you. It's unbelievable. The Lord says, I'm going to cause even blessing to come upon your household. I'm going to bless the fruit of your family. And they're going to be blessed, and they're going to love the Lord, and they're going to serve the Lord all the days of their lives. In fact, you're raising up a prophetic company of children that God is going to cause to be blessed in this hour. They're mighty. My gosh, I wish I could see them right now, because they're mighty. They're powerful. And there's one kind of like you, one like you. You know what I'm saying? They're just kind of, they just have the fire, and it's just amazing. For the Spirit of the Lord comes to you even this day, and he says that I'm causing even blessing to come to you financially. And you are givers, and you're moving into a season where you're going to be like David in Psalm 23, where he says, my cup overflows. You're moving into the overflow, because you give, bless, give, to the point like it's like, whoa, do we have anything? And the Lord says, oh, you're going to have more than enough, and I'm going to cause blessing now to come upon you. Promotion is being released upon both of you in the spirit, but also in the natural. God's about to open up doors. You have been faithful in little things, but God says, now I'm going to make you ruler over much. And there's a ruling anointing that rests upon you, O man of God. And even as you, like you said, favors on you, step into atmospheres. Also, there's an atmosphere, there's a Joseph-like favor where you change atmospheres and you level everything up in those atmospheres. I want to be your friend, I'm telling you, because you're just like, just real down-home people. You're people who love people, and everywhere you go, that expression comes forth. And so the Lord says, in this time, watch and see, because I'm going to blow your mind again and again and again. Wave goodbye to yesterday, even to the discouragements of yesterday. Woo! And you're going to move now into a time of victory and joy and increase, says the Spirit of the Lord.
There is an exponential grace on the two of you. You're not an addition couple. You're not a 1+1, you're a multiplication couple. And I believe even in this hour, God is moving in this church in an exponential way. And where it was one person coming, one person getting saved, one person getting baptized, it's going to have this exponential multiplication effect. And you're going to see this even happen in your finances. There is a multiplying that is coming even to your finances. And I believe that even today, there is a prophetic mantle that is falling on the two of you. And I believe that even you've walked closely with Pastor Andrew and Pastor Carrie, but I believe in this season you're supposed to walk even closer. You're going to have the phrase, the old school phrase, armor bearer. You're going to be people who are their armor bearers. You're going to do things like carry their bags and carry their Bibles, because the mantle only comes on those who honor the man and the woman of God, just like Elisha. And you're actually called to be Elisha people. I think in this hour, this exponential thing, I think that We're called to see double. This is a seeing double season. When you see one, you're going to see the person that's walking closely with them. Pastor Patrick prophesied on Friday morning that you're supposed to get a Timothy. Some of you in here need to go get an Elisha. Some of you in here need to go get a Timothy, because when people see you, they're supposed to see the people you're discipling. And so that's going to happen. And even like Elisha did, twice the miracles, double the miracles, you're going to see yourselves doing beyond what actually people who've gone in front of you have gone. And I believe even today, a mantle falls on you for the prophetic word is going to burn inside of you. It's going to be like a fire shut up in your bones. Even I believe in this hour, you're going to come on Sunday mornings, you're going to be in prayer services, and you're just going to find yourself with this clear, crisp word that you're supposed to speak, and it's just going to be burning in you. And I want to give you just some prophetic advice. When you sense that burning, go and submit what you get to the pastors and say, hey, is this for everyone? But we're asking right now, Spirit of God, that a prophetic mantle would fall on this couple, and it would be a sign even of a prophetic mantle that even begins to fall on the house. There's ones in here who are supposed to prophesy, especially the sons and the daughters. The next generation is going to prophesy, and they need couples like you who are learned and seasoned in how to do it. And I just believe that God is going to actually do miracles through you. He's going to do miraculous provision. I can't shake this. There is exponential wealth and prosperity on the two of you, but just on both of you. I just smell dew up here. I just smell the abundance of heaven. And if you're in here and you just believe that you are called to resource the kingdom of God with finances, would you stand to your feet right now? Okay, this room needs a lot more people who are called. We need some exponential in the way of finances. And so, God, we're asking even the ceiling of scarcity that has been over this area, scarcity mindset. Hey, you might not be walking and rolling in it right now, but if there's something in you that says, Jesus, I'm open to abundance, would you stand to your feet? That should be all of us. We should all be open to abundance. God, we're asking that the scarcity lack mindset that even prevails over this area, over the finances of the people of God, we ask that it would be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, we're asking that creative ideas would begin to drop in the room. We're asking, Jesus, that business ideas would begin to drop in the room. God, we're asking that there would even be trainings in how to use and spend money. We're asking that there would be an exponential thing that begins to happen at Koinonia in the area of resources. And I'm asking specifically for this couple that any scarcity thinking, any lack thinking would be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. You're like the widow who's making some bread about to die. And the prophet says, go get me another vessel. God is going to bring vessels for you to fill. God is going to bring vessels to this house to fill. This is a season where scarcity breaks, abundance comes, and the smell of dew is in the air. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, put your hands together. Let's do a little bit better than that. Why don't you stay standing, if you would. Just stand to your feet. Would you extend your hands to these four precious people right here? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the confirmation of what you're doing in their lives, and for the vision of what you have in the future, for the things that have been declared today. Lord, we receive them. We affirm them. We ask that you would protect and keep them. Jesus, we're asking for a fresh touch of your spirit to lead them in power and might. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen. Stay standing, because I'm going to dismiss you here in a second. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. You could go down so that everybody doesn't have to stare at you for the rest of the time. Listen, this is what I want to do, because we're going to close the service right now, but I'm going to invite the prayer teams to come forward, because I do sense that there is, in fact, an invitation this morning for everyone in the house who wants to receive just a touch from heaven, and you haven't received that. This is the moment is not over. This is a moment of invitation. So I'm going to close the service in a moment. But we're going to have prayer teams up here, and if you just want to soak in his presence, you want to receive a touch from heaven, I'm just going to invite you to come up, and you can begin to make your way up right now if you want to do that, and just come down here and just begin to posture yourself in an attitude of prayer. Maybe put your hands out in front of you. Just begin to seek the Lord, because he's here and present in this house. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your power, for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your purpose that's over these people, for every man, for every woman, for every young person that's in the house. I thank you, God, that you're God that is present at hand, that you are ever-present help in time of need. And Lord, these people right here in this place, for Koinonia Church, in the name of Jesus, I declare your goodness will follow them all the days of their life. I thank you, God, that you are declaring over them a blessing today, that as they go out in strength and in purpose. They go out quickened, Lord, to hear your voice. I thank you that these people are set apart for your purposes, Lord. Let there be no doubt. Let there be no fear. Let there be no anxiety. Let nothing in their way cause them to keep from the fullness of the things that you have for them. In the name of Jesus, break down every wall of opposition. I declare over them, open heaven upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because your goodness will follow us all the days of our life. We declare this in your name. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. You can join us in person on Sundays at 9 and 11 a.m. or online at the same times, including Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. Visit our website at kchanford.com. Koinonia Church, where we are igniting contagious faith in the one God who restores all.